You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Headspace Studios. Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday morning. I think very often in life we assume that what we put out into the world, you know, is based on our actions and our words alone. And so when we talk about meditation and we talk about body, speech and mind, we may assume that mind is something very personal. It's something that we only feel ourselves and that doesn't really impact the world around us unless it gets to the point of words, unless it gets to the point of actions. But once we start kind of digging into that, I wonder if that's really true. You know, if you consider, I don't know, the last time you walked into a room and maybe there was a friend or a family member there, and they weren't particularly happy. Maybe they were upset, maybe they were frustrated. They didn't necessarily say anything, they didn't necessarily do anything, and yet there was a feeling. Without anything in particular happening, you could feel the tension in the room. Same goes the other way, of course. It may be that they were absolutely happy in their life and very excited about something. They didn't say anything, they didn't do anything, and yet you could feel uplifted by the energy in the room. I think there's something really interesting in this. You know, when you go and visit, it might be buildings or places, especially if they're places that I think have been used with positive intention or visited with positive intention over many years, maybe sometimes even decades or centuries or even millennia. There are these places where people have gone to visit, and because of that positive intention, over time, they've almost absorbed that positivity. It just feels different. Maybe it feels quiet. Maybe it feels calm. Maybe you experience a greater sense of clarity when you're there. Maybe physically it feels different. And it's really interesting, I think, visiting these places. And look, I know nothing about physics, but ultimately everything is energy. And I think it shouldn't be a huge surprise to us in that sense that if there is a lot of positivity put into a particular place, over time, that place becomes a centre of positivity, that it starts to feel like a good place to be. I remember back in retreat and the teacher came in. You might think that the teacher's there every day. In some retreats, they're not. This particular retreat, we saw the teacher at the start. We saw them after, I think, 6 months and then again after 12 months. And the teacher came in to visit halfway through the retreat after 6 months. And he said, okay, you guys just kind of wait in the kitchen. I'm just going to go around the rooms. And he would go into each room and he would spend a few minutes, 5 minutes in each room, and he would just sit. He wouldn't do anything, didn't say anything. He just sat in there on his own. And then he would come back out and he went round all the different rooms in the retreat. And then he sat down with each of us individually and gave us, you know, we had a chat, kind of how it had been going and a little bit of guidance on what we should be doing over the next 6 months. But also there was a conversation about sort of how we were feeling. It's kind of extraordinary, the sense of depth of perception, of simply sitting in our rooms and getting a feel for what we were going through in our practice, in our mind, and therefore being able to give a greater sense of direction. And it was incredible, actually, just how accurate it was. And of course, we all discussed it sort of afterwards. And there are so many examples of this throughout our life. We're not always conscious of it. It may be something, even as it doesn't have to be in a monastery somewhere. We might be, I don't know, renting a new apartment or something like that. And we walk into one place, it just feels wrong. We walk into another place, we can't say why. There's just something that feels right. So as we go through our lives, I think it's obviously good that we're conscious of what we're saying, what we're doing, what we're putting out into the world. But it's also really important to be aware mentally, not to try to be a certain way in our mind, but just to have that intention to be kind, to be helpful, to be positive in a way that benefits not only ourselves in our own mind, but also the people and the places around us. Because I think very often that actually has much more impact than we may think it does. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hey everyone, it's Rosie. If you're here, I assume you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on this show and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering all of your questions and giving advice on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you'll join us soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.